Welcome
to a New Year's Eve edition of Roscoe's House of Chips.
You know, there's one thing we didn't talk about last time.
What's that?
Your plan.
My plan?
Yeah, for Christmas. What were we going to do? How was your Christmas? I didn't ever hear.
Oh, that's a good point. My Christmas was okay, actually. Did some traveling. Went down to my old man's place. Had a, well, technically it's my brother-in-law's place, but with my old man's side of the family.
Nice.
We all had a joyous, gay old time. And then there's too much dead here. Then we traveled north back to our place of residence, hung out there for a little bit, and we were going to see a friend of my spouse's. That didn't pan out, so we ended up going to another friend's house, and we had some fun. Apples to Apples was played, not...
Cards Against Humanity?
Right, but Apples to Apples. It was just not...
The same.
The parents of the friends were not...
Yeah.
No.
No.
Cards Against Humanity would not have worked in that situation, but...
I love that game, by the way.
Apples to Apples was fun, but I still had to kind of be PC.
Why?
So you can still have fun with Apples to Apples, but, you know, it was more literal. So, like, if you put... like, for example, my card was clean... And so everyone had to throw down something clean, but they were being literal. So it's like, so if somebody threw down something funny, I would know who it was, and that's not really fair.
True.
But no, it was a gay old joyous occasion. I got a few items. Oh, my prized possession was a bottle of Bailey's with two nice Bailey's glasses.
Nice.
So hands off or I'll chop off your dick.
I think I'm going to get my dick chopped off later tonight.
Then. Or bitten off. Depends.
Yeah, no.
Depends on how feisty I am.
Yeah. How much of that Bailey's would both drink?
Well, I could drink the whole bottle in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Minutes.
Can we test that? Like right now?
Let's do it. Sure. Do it.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, it's gone.
That's right. I do have to say, though, I was rather upset about something, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. My wife didn't buy me an Audi R8.
What the hell?
I know. I'm a little upset, but, you know, she's good to me. She supports me in other ways, so I'll forgive her this time.
And hopefully in very good other ways if she's not going to get you that Audi R8.
I know.
What am I going to do
But you know
her?
What? I shouldn't go down on her. Okay, that's
no, you should. No man.
Another exciting Roscoe's thing. Okay, no. I should not put blame on her because I've got parents.
Yeah,
that could have bought me one too.
True.
So it's a bunch of bullshit.
They do. Do they still have
damn parents? I'm disowning them. Shit, I'm 30 something. What now?
Do they still have the MX-5?
No.
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 Well. That's your own fault.
It was a fun little car, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Our friend JP may have made fun of it, but...
It was fun and fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
No, he liked it, too. So, I guess the actual question is, how was your Christmas?
You know, it was good. I had to work most of the day.
Crappy.
Yeah.
But you have kids, though. That's what it's for.
Exactly. But, you know, then they had to wait for me to get home, and I didn't get home till late, and... Like, we're talking mid-afternoon, so can you imagine for a seven-year-old having to wait till mid-afternoon before you can open your presents?
That sucks. Now, did you get them an R8?
Maybe.
You're lying, you asshole.
You didn't see what I pulled up in today?
No, I did not.
Well. Let's go take a peek.
Ooh.
Honestly, spent a couple hours at home, and then we headed down south that day as well. But had to come back that night because I had to work the next morning as well. So
shitty McAllister, man.
Yeah. But you know, hey, like you said, when you got kids, you got to do what you got to do.
As what I was saying was, as later on in a movie review, we should review like Home Alone or Christmas movie.
Because
I rewatched that and I was, or wait, didn't we do that last time?
We kind of talked about it.
Oh, what a fucktard.
Well, see, we left it up to the listeners to give us suggestions. And
that is true. And we actually did get a suggestion from a listener, not a movie.
What?
Not a movie suggestion, but a different topic.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we did. We did. Shout out to a listener.
who
sent a picture of something. We can get to that in a little bit. So
okay, yeah,
yeah. So now the question is, unless you were finished.
No, I was going to say actually, my prized possession was the new equipment we're currently using.
This yes, that is a very good point.
To ourselves,
Christmas gift to me.
That's right.
And he. Sorry, I had a couple burps there. Why did I turn away? I should have burped in the mic.
Hey, should have.
What a dick trickle. But yeah, we have new fancy pants microphones. Hopefully those out there listening should be able to hear us better, hear us through both sides of your headphones or speakers or what have you.
I'm on the left side. I'm on the right side. I'm on the left side. I'm on the right side.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And we can now have a phone-in caller.
I know. That's awesome.
That's going to be BA right there.
Fucking yeah.
Or, as I said, if one of us has to take a leak later, just saying.
It will be recorded.
And I think we need to do that every single time we have to go to the bathroom. Just why not? Seriously. He's just coughing, so he turned away. He turned his microphone off, because we have microphone controls, too.
I know. It's we're getting fancy in here. We're getting professional.
Yeah, we are. Our computer is on a stand that's angled.
I know.
We have a tiny little mixer.
We can watch it. I can actually look into your eyes while I talk.
Oh, yeah. And next weekend, hopefully, we'll both have headphones to listen to.
Yes.
We didn't think that part through.
No.
And you know what's kind of funny, though, is anybody listening who's been at this a while and probably has really good equipment is laughing at us right now. But I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
No.
This is as professional as I've gotten in years, aside from my...
Those costumes that you have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But nobody needs to know about that.
Hey.
Except everybody.
Yeah. I mean, when you put yourself out that much...
That's right.
Someone's going to find out that you used to strip.
This is true. And my nose just itched, so I itched it. I wasn't picking my nose, but had I pulled out a booger... See, this is why we also need to do the video.
Yeah.
You don't.
I don't have a face for radio. Or I mean, I have a face for radio. That's all I got. That's what
nice.
I
nice.
Mean. All okay. I have is a face for radio.
All you have is a race for radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I do that all the time. Like someone will say something, I'll repeat it with the letters backwards because I think it's funny. But then when I say it, I'm like, yeah, it really wasn't that funny.
I think it depends because I've noticed it and I appreciate it because it's
so there you go.
It's a skill that I don't have.
A masturbatory skill?
I'm not that quick.
You will. See, it's all about coming up with it. And you know, I was thinking about that too because I think sometimes in regular life, I joke around too much.
Yeah.
But I know why. See, I always grew up. See, as young lads, most young lads, we have an interest in young lasses. As we grow up. Not necessarily good for an old lad to have interest in young lads, unless we're talking about, you know, the young lass being in her 20s, then it's kind of okay. Like, it's a 70-year-old perving out, because I know I still will.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, you know, being a bigger lad, I didn't get the attention that I was wanting from the young lasses, so being funny got me attention. And so, ever since a young age, I've been the joke-cracking person, and it just sticks as you get older.
I just never got anywhere.
Nice.
I
yeah,
but I'd try and...
Has your hand ever said no?
Neither one has said no.
See, there you go.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
No, you know, I've always been the nerd, and for whatever reason, nerds were not appreciated as they are now.
Right, and I was just going to say, they're definitely more appreciated now.
So, you know, I could have been as funny as I am now, which is not very, but it still would have gotten me anywhere.
Yeah.
There were no girls longing for my attention.
Either that, or let's be honest, you might have been too much of a nerd to realize it.
Yeah.
Because there's been times where I've felt that way, and then later a friend is like, dude, you know she was trying to get your attention, right? Because I, you know, growing up, I always tried to be the cool guy, but I was always kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
And there's been a few times
You want to be the popular guy.
But, yeah, I remember one time, actually, it was a girl that I dated for a while. Never went all the way, but we dated for a little bit. And when we decided, yes, let's be a couple in our later teen years, apparently she said that she was trying to get my attention for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I was an idiot. I never noticed. She pretty much had to make the first move. It was like that with me for a long time. The girls had to, because I was too fucking stupid to see it.
See, I don't know, because I always put the feelers out there, and I always got the, you know, slap of the hand back.
Hmm.
So,
well, maybe
I was putting my own feelers out there. They just
right
were not being felt up.
But what if you'd just taken your cock out and chased them?
It probably would have gotten cut off.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Well, I've used it now, so.
Well, that's good. That's good.
It's done and over with.
Nice.
No one uses it anymore. It's gonna shrivel up and look like a little
dick shrivel
raisin here soon.
Dick shrivel. Oh man. So
the water was cold.
Oh, terrible. So moving on. I think we're almost being a little too serious for the show. So let's stick our cocks in blenders, and then
okay.
No, my question to you is, we have another holiday coming up rapidly this week. What are your plans?
Nothing.
Lame.
Yeah, I know. No, I work that day, and then I have to work that morning.
Crappy. See, I work that day on job number one, not job number two. But the next day, New Year's Day, I work job number two. But that's not till a little bit after noontime, so I can sleep in a little bit. But we're not going to do anything stupid. We're not going to go out to the bars and get hammered or nothing. We're probably just going to stay here and hopefully we'll be up till midnight and then sleep in a tad and then
see. I don't even think I'm going to be doing that.
Terrible.
I'm just going to go to bed, call it a night, done.
And it's not really, like, it's not even really a kid-friendly holiday until they get a little older.
You mean where they can drink as well?
Well, behind closed doors, they can drink at any age.
It's true. My drinking age is at least 10.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I had a couple sips of my father's beer when I was, around that age. Just one sip and I was fucked up. Well, that and I rode my bike into a tree at high speed, but either way.
Off a couple sips, man? fucking lightweight.
No, I was never like that. But I do know. Shit. No, I had a friend, I can't remember his name right now, it was up in Bellingham. But yeah, two sips, done.
Really?
Lights out. Yeah. Oh, no, it was, okay.
Yeah?
It wasn't a friend, it was a midget that we kidnapped, and we were force feeding in alcohol. And if there's any little people out there,
I completely believe you, by the way.
I'm eventually going to apologize.
You shouldn't.
No, but that's the thing about midgets, you know. We had quite the herd. We kept them, because you can keep them, you know, because they're pets is what they are.
Yeah, and you can keep them, just overnight?
Oh, no, we kept a stock of them.
Really?
We had a whole herd of them, yeah. Multiple midgets is a herd.
You just cycle through?
No, we sell them out for work and movies and everything like that.
Huh.
Yeah, you just stockpile them. And they're so cool.
Where'd all the money you make off of this go?
Well, there wasn't really a whole lot of money, which is kind of why we eventually gave up. Well, that and the feds. But we would...
Midgets are pretty cheap, aren't they?
We would... sorry, my phone is reminding me of something. And now it's not. No, we would... just keep a whole herd of them. And yes, a group of midgets together is a herd. And we'd let them, in and out. We'd feed them.
I like the term for a herd or something. A murder.
A murder of crows.
Murder of midgets.
That's terrible. Speaking of murder, though, you'll have to remind me of a movie today that I watched. But yeah, murder of midgets. That actually kind of, because it's...
They will murder you if you let them get out of line.
Well, it's not... Yeah, it's murder. I was going to say, because like any pet, biting or attacking you. The thing is, though, if you do, like we had kind of a pen that we kept them in. Like they could go inside and outside. They had like a little cat door thing.
Okay.
But if you are ever to do that, you have to bury the fence underground for a ways because they burrow.
At least like 4 feet, right?
Oh, yeah. Because they'll get on their hands and knees and try to dig a little hole out of there. They burrow, little bastards. Yeah. But
look at their cousins, the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's got to be where they learned the skill from.
Scary little bastards. Yeah, it's crazy. And see, people think, like, you know, they're now mixed in society because people think that they're like, it's like some people with their dogs and cats, they think they're just no different.
They're you regular know, human
and
beings.
They have their own language. I mean, it sounds like English, but no. You know it's something different.
Totally.
Yeah, because like last time I saw one, he was like, hi, how are you? I'm like, don't fucking talk to me. What are you saying, midget? What are you saying, midget?
Wait, how do you know he was saying hi, how are you?
Well, no, that's what it sounded like. But oh. I don't know what he was actually saying.
Oh, okay, that's true.
You know, he yeah. could have been saying, I want to kill you, Tolly. But it sounded like, hi, how are you?
I'm going to bite your ankles.
Exactly. Little fox.
I'll headbutt your kneecap.
Headbutt my kneecap.
Did you ever see, speaking of majors, movie 43?
I did. It's been a while, though.
Ooh. It just reminds me of Gerard Butler as the
leprechaun. I saw Gerard Butler in a movie today.
What movie?
The Third Machine Hendrick? Gun Preacher?
Oh.
Or Shotgun Preacher?
Machine Gun Preacher, yeah.
Okay.
Is that any good?
It was all churchy, but it actually was pretty good.
Huh.
Did you understand the basis of it?
I understand that I thought he was an atheist, went to Africa and kind of refound his faith and that whole deal while protecting this village of Africans.
Kind of started before. So you have it very similar. Basically, it starts out where he's in prison and he gets released. And he gets released to his... I think they're married at this point. And she used to be kind of a druggy stripper. But while he was in prison, she found Jesus. And she stopped stripping. And then after he was out for a little bit, he kind of cleaned up his act. And then he found Jesus. And then while they were at church one day, a guy came in that was talking about people going to help people in Africa and stuff, and then he decided he was going to go try it. And while he was over there, he ended up just getting so connected to this village. So spends his time over there. And there's a lot more drama involved, but it's based on a real story.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's Hollywood, so they changed a lot of stuff, but it's based on a true story.
I remember from the previews that it looked pretty good.
Oh, it is. It's worth a watch.
And it's been on Netflix for, God, I don't know how long. But, yeah, I'll take it. Take a gander at it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I totally just itched my head like a gorilla. Like, it's right in the middle. See?
Speaking of, there was an article. Not the...
An article of clothing?
No, an article like a panty? Newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Panties?
Continue.
About a What was the term? Non-human person who had rights. It was for an orangutan that lived in Africa.
Interesting. Interesting side note to that, I've never been to Africa.
Neither have I.
Okay, continue.
Okay. But basically, this court ruled that this non-human person had the same rights as a human.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's like trying to say Canadians have the same rights as other humans. Hey, that's bullshit.
We can't diss on the Canadians now.
Why not?
Because this show has gone international because of the Canadians.
That is true. Well, yeah. And the reality is we really have no problem with Canadians.
No,
we just,
it's the Eskimos that we have issues with.
That is true. And to be fair, any people that we make fun of, we have no problems with them. I think as long as you're making fun of someone just in fun, there's no problem with it.
No.
Because really, we don't have a problem with Canadians other than they're driving up by Bellingham. But
by Bellingham,
just as I hope that they I-5. Make fun of us in a fun way.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. And that's the thing. If you can't listen to something and laugh at yourself at what somebody else is pointing out.
It's
when a comedian comes up to our area.
Right.
And makes fun of the fact that there's a lot of rain and there's a lot of suicides.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you can't laugh at that,
exactly.
If you can't laugh at yourself, basically,
oh, yeah.
Then what can you laugh at?
Right. Like when I get drunk and look at myself in a mirror trying to have sex with a pillow, I have to laugh at that the next day.
Yeah. Wait, you remember that the next day?
Or like last night, we were at a, that was so funny last, we're getting way off topic as usual, but I'm starting to think that if we stay on topic, we're going to lose people. We just have to remember to be able to cycle back.
No, I don't think we'd lose people.
True. Okay.
But at the party last night, yes.
Yeah, it was a work party. We will not say for which work.
Nope.
My number two, Yeah, I said number two.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny because you're, you don't work there, but you were there anyway.
And yes.
Not really as my guest.
No.
But, you know, it was at our
manager's. I work there, but I don't work there.
Right, exactly. It was at our manager's place of residence, which was quite nice.
Yeah,
for
I
an
told
apartment.
You.
I was.
It was an upscale apartment.
Yeah, that was very
apartment.
Nice. But it was fun because in front of my boss and others, while not even drunk, you were kind of leaning over the couch, and I was able to, you know,
yes.
shove my pelvis area into your anal region.
You were
multiple times
penetrating me in front of
thrusting
all of
you into the
non
couch.
Employees, yeah. All my non coworkers.
Uh huh. Meanwhile, my spouse was standing there going, "I don't know him.
Yeah.
I don't know him." Took a cab home, probably. I don't blame her.
Yeah, she did kind of disappear real quick, didn't she? Did she come back yet?
I hope so.
Because that would be a long walk.
Yeah, it would be.
She wouldn't have made it back by now.
I'm still learning to not embarrass her in public.
Yeah. It's a hard lesson.
It is. It
is. You just learn to shut up and not say anything.
Exactly. So, yeah, before we were talking
Unless
about...
Unless it's so funny, it's completely worth any kind of punishment.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, you just have to.
There's a plane noise. We'll have to see if that enters.
It's hard to...
It's hard. Yes, the only one of us is able to wear headphones right now. So.
And yeah, it's hard to distinguish whether that's coming from outside or if it's going through the headphones.
That's true. You look like you're trying to burp or something.
Do what?
You looked like you were trying to burp or something.
Yeah, I kind of was.
Crazy.
I'm not feeling very well.
Why don't you feel better?
Oh, because I would require sleep.
Uh-huh. You're not going to, like, puke on me right now, are you?
Maybe. I might puke and shit at the same time.
Hey, you're the one who has to deal with your smell on the ride home. Crazy.
But this is your chair.
No, it's her chair.
Oh, okay. That's fine, then. I'll fucking just bleh all over the fucking chair.
Yeah, I'd prefer you didn't, actually.
Oh, now you don't want me to?
Nope.
Oh, come
nay,
on.
Nay, Grendel.
You're no fun.
I never am.
You're the Grinch.
I am. I'm the Rotten. Okay, I'm not going to sing that. That's horrible.
Oh, it sounded good.
Well, of course it did. So yeah, let's move on now to to you coughing. Okay. You going to live?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You don't know what is?
I'm just not feeling very good.
Crappy. Is it all of a sudden or just has been for a while?
Kind of the cough and everything.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden. But like the whole stomach thing. Nobody wants to hear this. Cody has not been feeling well.
Terrible.
Update number 10.2.
Nice.
He farted and nearly shat himself.
Oh, this
update
is,
10.3.
This is great radio.
He coughed. A little bit of blood came out.
Terrible.
I have done that in the opposite order, though.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. That was horrible.
That's what everybody needs to hear right now.
Oh, well, I figured. Talking about me being sick.
Dude, I had blood drawn from me today.
Really?
Yeah.
What for?
To check a level of a med that I'm taking for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Oh, everything's fine. It's
okay.
Just for the potential seizures that I really no longer have.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Yeah,
good news.
Pretty much.
Yay.
And they weren't like bad seizures. I wasn't like on the crazy kind, which I can't make fun of. I actually have a old friend of mine who just went on a national show related to that.
Really?
So should be out in January. I'm going to check it out.
Nice.
I don't really know if I'm able to really express details, but
yeah.
Either way.
Mine was, I was out camping.
Right.
And just so happened to, I don't know, I was feeling fine, everything was good, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, got to go to the bathroom.
Crap nasty.
Go to the bathroom, and it was, you know, all just kind of liquidy and red, just bright red.
Oh, crap.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. See, and sometimes maybe you'll eat something that just fucks with you, literally.
No. It was worse than that.
Bummer.
It kept going. I would stop and clean myself up, and I just felt horrible. So I would go and lay down, And
it would feel like I was getting filled up.
Oh.
Like from there up.
Damn.
And then have to go again. Same thing. Bright red.
Damn, and that sucks.
You know the thing that stopped me from going to the hospital, because I'm sure a lot of people are just like, what the fuck? Why don't you go to the ER?
Sure.
My copay was $100.
Jesus criminy.
I didn't want to pay the $100.
Hell no.
Even though I was literally shitting blood to go figure out what was wrong with me. So I waited the whole weekend.
Sure.
And finally went in to go see my regular doctor. Well, to the walk-in at my regular doctor.
Right.
And there was a large black woman who had very large fingers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can you imagine where one of those fingers went?
Bummer.
Yeah. It hurt. It really did.
Oh, I can imagine so.
But I survived. I'm still here.
That's good.
But they never did figure out what was wrong with me. I didn't like that doctor's office. Because they never could really figure out anything that was wrong with me. Because there was another time where I got really super sick.
Huh.
And this time I was in Kentucky when I got sick. Barely made it home and slept on my couch for basically 2 weeks. Didn't move from my couch for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Crappy, almost literally. And on a side note, did you get lucky in Kentucky?
No.
Bummer.
Unfortunately, for that trip, my mom was in the hospital.
Yes. Yeah. That's not a trip you want to get lucky on.
No. She's fine, though.
Well, that's good.
But I ended up not being fine. Go in, and they honestly had no clue what was wrong with me.
That was terrible. I mean, I can guess it was wrong with you, but that would also require a mental health specialist.
I couldn't eat anything.
Oh.
Like, literally, all I would have each day was maybe 2 or 3 yogurts.
Oh, shit. And
I could barely keep that down. I dropped to about 165 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, that's what I need. That's what I need for weight loss.
No, you don't want to go through that. That was horrible.
Damn.
It was just bad. I mean, and that's actually when I quit smoking at that time, too, because I was like, I haven't smoked in, like, I don't know, it was probably 2-3 weeks.
Well, maybe that was it.
I couldn't even go outside and have a cigarette.
Oh.
That's how bad. I mean, I was dead. Damn. Basically.
Well, see, that's what helped me to stop smoking, ironically, was it started making me feel sick to my stomach. So it was easy for me to put them down.
Yeah, and that's why I've moved to the electronic, because the electronic is... it doesn't give you that feeling.
Nice.
At least not yet. It might. I don't know. There's still research and whatnot to be done on it. But, so, after that was all said and done, I was 165 pounds.
Damn.
And wasn't smoking, but still needed to deal with my stress. So guess what I turned it into?
Oh, shit. Hey, do what you gotta do.
Alcohol.
Oh.
And food.
Oh, crappy.
I ballooned up to 225 pounds.
Holy shit, dude.
I was a fat fucker.
Damn. Yeah, that'll... Holy crap. Gotta go easy on the coffin there, bud.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
You're fine?
I'm just not feeling well tonight.
Huh?
Like I've already said. Like 2 or 3 times.
We don't have to go on for our full hour today. We can... Because we can do a New Year's special, too.
That's true.
After New Year's, but we can...
You know, I was actually kind of thinking that if our schedules worked out a lot better, we could do like 2 a week.
We could try that. We could also try maybe adding a podcast. Doesn't necessarily have to be.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Or we can just do this twice a week. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking just this twice a week to kind of get the
base. It out there.
Get the good foundation
for sure. Yeah, we can. We should be able to do that.
I love that we're talking shop on the podcast, though.
So. I know, but that's how it should be.
Exactly.
Because, see, like, what if tonight we're just kind of like, you know, maybe we're not feeling it, was not feeling well, we want to cut it up early, then we'll come back at it in a few more days or something.
Yeah.
It's always something we could do.
Yeah. Except we have to get to...
Yes, we do. Our listeners' recommendation, if that's what you're getting at.
Yes.
Okay. So let me pull it up so I don't misquote it.
No.
Misquoting would be the most awful thing in the world. Okay, so here we go. Here's the question that is being presented. If I have sex with a prostitute while she is sleeping, is that rape or shoplifting?
See, it's very specific in what she is doing. She's sleeping.
Right.
So, but the other determining factors we need to figure out is, where is she sleeping? Is she sleeping in her bed? Is she sleeping in somebody else's bed? Is she sleeping on the street corner?
See, and that brings up a good point. So let's attack it this way. The client being at the place of residence for said prostitute. Yeah, what do you think? Because I'm thinking if she's sleeping, then the main thing that was paid for is probably already over.
Yes.
So, you know, is this just a continuation of that, or is it now shoplifting?
Or is there someone else that's coming into the picture?
Come into the picture, right? Mm-hmm. Come on a picture.
Why do you come onto a picture? Well, I can't say I've not
done that. No, you just put a picture down and jerk off all over it, which is kind of creepy or in a way.
Hold it into your hand.
What's that?
Playboys.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's but a picture. I couldn't actually jack off onto the picture, though, because wouldn't that kind of fuck up the paper?
Yeah.
I mean, you could wipe it off, obviously, but it would still soak in.
But it's not intentional either. I mean...
Well, some people like to jerk off onto pictures. Experience,
it was never intentional. I wanted to keep that shit crisp and clean.
Hell yeah. That's my way of thinking.
That was before the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Or ease of access to the internet.
Oh, yeah. I saw a thing, though, where the guy was actually... He had it... I don't know if it was a laptop or whatever it was, but it was more flat, and he would do his mess on it.
That's
on the
weird.
Screen. Well, I mean, you could clean it off, but yeah. That's a whole lot more work than I want to do.
Yeah. No.
Ew. Yeah.
I mean, what's the next step?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a rapist.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
I mean, he's not shoplifting from a prostitute.
Right. Yeah, we did kind of stray off that.
That's what I was trying to get back to it.
Right, right. So, but yeah, now I'm thinking if it's at his place, can you shoplift at your own place? But it would technically say you're here, right?
I think the main question is, well, what's the product?
Vagina.
Exactly.
Right.
Or maybe some booty.
Booty. Mm-hmm. If that's your thing, sure.
So, I mean, maybe it also is quantified by what she deems her product is.
That's true.
If she was just raped in her vagina, raped in her vagina.
True.
Maybe she wouldn't. She would consider that shoplifting. But if she got raped in the ass, and that was not her product for sale, then that's rape.
Yeah, and see, I think we're getting way too deep into this because what if that's what he was paying for? Was the whole scenario that once she falls asleep, he gets in there. I mean, I'm guessing that's not what the quote was getting at, but still, what if that's his thing? And he's like, I want you to fall asleep. But then, well, no, because he would have paid for it, so that's not shoplifting.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
He's into the whole rape thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Because it doesn't really, like I said, it doesn't match. He would have already paid money up front to be like, okay, here's this bed, so fall asleep in it. I'm going to sneak my way in and rape you.
Right. Or in the words of Kurt Cobain, rape me. That's actually a good song. Twisted, but it's all right. That's why it's a good song.
Yeah.
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 So you want to know something kind of shitty about tonight? You're not feeling that great, and I've been dealing with my allergies all day. My head's fucked, and I'm just kind of like, sometimes I find myself almost a little dizzy.
I've been feeling that too the last couple of days as well. It's been mainly stomach issues, but today is like the first day it's been sinus stuff.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not the only one who's been. There's been a few people around lately that have had sinus issues. And I mean, I sprayed my stuff in my nose and I took my pills, so I'm not really
sprayed my stuff sneezy in your nose. Anymore.
Yeah, you did.
That's right.
The dried semen coats it, so now it's not bothering me. No, it's like it seems like it's been happening to a lot of people lately. So I've just kind of got this, like, I'm almost worn out.
You know what I,
because when I sneeze and sneeze and sneeze, it's like, fuck.
I feel like I'm going to fall asleep right now.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm hoping we're not disappointing today. I think we've been kind of...
No, I don't think so.
All right. I mean, so we're back only... to coming on to things.
We're only 35 minutes in.
That's true.
It's, I secretly hope it's like E. coli or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you want E. coli?
No, Ebola.
Oh, sorry. Ebola.
Ebola. Not E. coli.
The Ebola virus. E. coli. Why the hell? I thought you said E. coli.
E. coli.
Oh, terrible.
No.
Is that because you want to do this cast from a hospital bed?
Yeah.
Nice.
How awesome would that be?
That would be.
We're getting a little feedback.
That would be. Yeah, probably if you're. Are we still getting it?
No, that was weird.
That was weird.
Just went away.
Bizarre.
Huh.
Craziness.
Maybe because I was speaking too loud.
Could have been.
No.
Did you get it there?
I was speaking too loud.
I don't know if that can happen. You're the quiet one. You're the little mouth.
The little mouse,
not mouth.
I do have a little mouth, too.
I just drank some water and it was grand.
That's good as beer.
What's that?
Never as good as beer.
Well, unless it's shitty beer.
You know, we should probably mention that our buddy Tyler is not here.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like we have a special guest that's not here. But soon we will have phone-in special guests.
Yes, we will.
That'll be BA.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun to have people call in.
Trying to think of a famous person with the initials BA.
Famous. No, BA meaning badass.
I know. I can't think very fast. I was trying to think.
Brad, I know of a
Brad,
JA.
Brad.
Oddly enough, was once married to Brad.
Huh?
JA, once married to Brad. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, she is.
That wouldn't be a phoner, though. She'd have to be.
No, yeah. On her knees, right here. Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, she looks good.
There's a... Yeah, she's one of many that looks good.
Yeah.
I was always bummed. Like, on Friends, all the girls never did a three-way kiss. It's fucked up.
I never really watched Friends that much.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it. Same thing with Seinfeld. I think it was just...
I love Seinfeld, but...
Too young for it.
Probably.
Not that I didn't watch it.
But
I didn't follow it.
I'll be honest. I was not a David Schwimmer fan. I didn't. His character just kind of bugged me. Ross, I think it was.
Yeah.
He's not a bad actor. He's just. I didn't care for it. Didn't do me the right way.
Because he's a nerd.
Pretty much.
You hate nerds.
Mainly. Well, it's like How I Met Your Mother. Great show. Amazing show. But the main character, I just didn't care for him that much.
Oh, Jason Segel.
No, the main character.
Barney?
Siegel was the tall guy. No, not Barney.
Jason Siegel.
There's only one other guy. No, Jason Siegel's the taller guy. He was the one that was married to, what's her name?
I don't know. Because I only know
Jason Siegel. His name is Josh Radner in real life. It's,
I know who you're talking. He's darker hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ted.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. We're straying way off topic. We really should be talking about coming on things.
So anyways, my cat the other day.
He goes to his cat. Your pussy?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've got to get it anywhere I can, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
So what about your cat?
It was underneath me, and I was like, screw it.
Jizzy, jizzy, jizzy. Squirt, squirt, squirt. So on that, let me ask, what do you think is your farthest distance?
Oh.
I'd say I've gotten a good 2 feet once. Well, maybe a foot and a half. I didn't actually break out a tape measure, so.
See, if the back of the toilet hadn't been there,
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah. I probably could have gotten at least 3-4 feet.
Because I went for a period of time, I started to kind of learn how to store it and then be able to shoot.
I need to learn your ways, master.
Yeah, because I remember this was years ago. I think I was a single man at the time, lying in bed. The mood struck
me. Oh, yeah, probably.
And I damn near hit my chin. But, okay, I say damn near because I had a huge goatee at the time, and I'm pretty sure I got it in the goatee hair. I mean, I went showered immediately after, so it wasn't that big a deal, but...
Yeah. Immediately just got
your
dirty cell
phone. Oh, I am dirty. Dirty cell phone?
Dirty self.
Oh, yeah.
Self.
Because I'm trying to remember if it was Ron Jeremy or Peter North. Do you know who Peter North is? Peter North is a better-looking horse cock guy.
I appreciate Peter North and his abilities.
Yes. Well, it was either one of those guys was laying on their back intentionally trying to get it in their own mouth, and they succeeded. So that way, if you were like a gay man, that would wouldn't that be awesome? But okay,
if you
were gay,
not all gay men like semen.
That's true. But we should. I want to check and see if I'm alone in this. When I am in the middle of the actual act of sex, I can still kind of stay aroused and turned on when I'm doing it. But if I'm like doing a solo project, I'm usually done them just seconds after.
Oh yeah,
it's just like okay, there's no more turn on.
No,
yeah,
it's like pause.
Exactly, stop. It's like we're done.
No more.
So it's like you're like oh yeah. Do you get I'm done.
A little bit of regret sometimes too? Like, I can't believe I just did this again.
Like. Because you did the act or what you thought about or watched. I mean, it depends on how you're doing it.
Yeah. I guess it all kind of depends on all that too, but I don't know. I don't really, like we've discussed before, go into like, I'm pretty plain Jane with the type of stuff that I watch, but it's like, oh yeah, that's hot. Oh yeah, that's hot. That's somebody's daughter. Damn it.
No, actually, I don't go into that much thought. No.
Oh.
Maybe.
But it's never, like, I never have those thoughts until it's like,
Oh, but I will say this, though. No, there's been a couple times where I'm like, did that really get me going? Like, I wasn't, like, ashamed of it, but I was surprised that that's what got me going.
Yeah.
But, no, I once, this has been, no, it was shortly after I separated from my wife. I had these weird dreams about a, pretty sure it's someone we both know, but it was just so bizarre, because this was someone I was, you know, I was never going to, date, nothing like that. But an attractive person. And it was just so weird because, I mean, it was like several days during that week that I had these dreams. And they weren't all sexual, but we were definitely a couple.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of love and romance. And then to actually see that person in real life was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because you had the dreams several times. Yeah. And so the next time I saw this person, it was like I almost felt kind of weird not
to do
holding
something.
Hands and you know, given the hi, it's nice to see you again, kiss.
Yeah.
It's kinda, I mean, it went away like within days, but still. It was just kinda weird.
It's really weird how dreams can fuck with you like that.
Yeah.
Like there's been many times where I've woken up and just been, it goes back to the dreams I was kinda telling you about where my wife was cheating on me in my dreams, but she was cheating on me with a chick. And I just woke up so pissed off at her, even though she didn't do anything. It was my own dreams, my own subconscious fucking with me. But I wake up and I'm just like, fuck you.
Oh, man.
Just raging for absolutely no reason.
Oh, man.
It's really weird how your dreams will fuck with you like that.
Oh, it is. And see, some of mine, my most memorable moments of my dream, things I remember most, are the last, very last part that I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. That didn't make any sense. But like, you know, I'll sleep, my alarm will wake me up, you hit the alarm, snooze several times, and then that last little bit between, That's mm-hmm. what I remember the most. Mm-hmm. And I had one. It wasn't a sexual dream, but I was with a group of people, and we were breaking into homes, robbing them.
Nice.
And
were they midget homes?
No, normal people. But they were like upstanding people homes. They were nice homes.
Okay.
And we were breaking in, and then I was with a group of about four or five guys. And by accident, one of them accidentally killed one of the homeowners.
Not a pussy?
No, not a pussy.
Didn't kill a pussy?
No, I didn't kill a pussy. Oh. But one of the homeowners actually died. It was an accidental thing. It was they bumped into him and they fell down the stairs type of thing. It wasn't like intentional. But the fact is the dude died when we broke into the house.
Yeah.
So now we're hiding from the cops. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't kill him, but I'm part of the group. I'm fucked anyway.
Yeah.
But then I woke up because the end of my dream is I laid down in bed just fearing what was going to happen.
Oh, shit.
And so I woke up in bed, and it's one of those ones where for the first 5 minutes while you're still kind of waking up, you're still in your dream.
Yeah.
So I'm waking up and I'm like, okay, now we're in reality. What the fuck am I going to do? How am I going to tell my wife that
this is not Inception.
No. But it's like, how do I tell my wife that I did this? Because it's only a matter of time before I get arrested. And I'm waking up and I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know what the fuck. And then all the time goes by and I'm like, wait, my God. That was, oh man, it's just like huge weight lifted off your shoulders and you're so happy. Yeah. Oh man. See, I still remember that clear as day. Even just thinking about it just right now, I'm just like, I'm so thankful that wasn't real.
There's not many dreams that have shocked me awake.
Right.
Except for two on the same night. And they were really weird. I was dreaming. I was laying in bed with my blanket on, but there were two spiders, and I'm deathly afraid of spiders. But they were giant ass spiders.
Oh, crappy.
One was black, and one was like a bright pink with black stripes.
Pink with black stripes.
Okay, that's
rad.
And they were on me, and they were just fighting each other. But how they were fighting each other was they were taking their huge asses and they were like putting them above their heads where their eyeballs are. And just like...
Almost scorpionish.
Almost, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
And it scared the shit out of me so bad I shot out of bed.
I can imagine so, yeah.
What the fuck was that? I lay back down, fall asleep again, amazingly. Had the exact same fucking dream. Wake straight up out of bed again.
That's crazy.
I'm not fucking go to bed. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah. No, I could completely understand. See, I'm not... I'm kind of weird. I am not afraid of spiders to a point. I am fine if I know where it's at. Then they kind of fascinate me. Doesn't mean I want to go up and let it crawl on my hand. But if I... Like, long time ago, I went in the bedroom, turned on the light, and there was one. I mean, he was probably several feet from my hand on the wall, but to me it was inches from my hand, and I fucking freaked. And I don't think it was a poisonous one, but still, it was just like, you did not let me know where you were, and that's not okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They deserve to die.
Except for the worst one, and I hope this doesn't spark dreams later, but that same one, I went to go kill him, mm-hmm. and he jumped off the wall, and I couldn't find him. And this is next to my bed. I'm like, this isn't going to work. 5 minutes later, he was climbing back up the wall, and I got that fucker.
That's right.
That I was able to sleep that way.
Yeah. See, I had an experience.
You're inexperienced?
An experience.
Oh, okay.
Where I was up till about 2 in the morning, and I used to sleep in this recliner when my wife wasn't home. It was more comfortable for me because... For whatever reason, I can't sleep in my bed at nighttime without my wife being there.
Hmm.
If my wife's not there, I will sleep on the couch. But at the time, I had this recliner, and on the opposite side of the wall was our couch. And so I put the feet up, and I had the TV on because I usually fall asleep with the TV going. And, I see something move on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And right behind me, I could flip on the light, flipped it on, and fucking A, there was a wolf spider.
Oh, I hate those.
Just about 3-4 inches with its legs.
See, I know they're not really poisonous, but I don't give a shit. I don't like those fuckers.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It gets better. I knew exactly what he was going to fucking do, too, because he was headed right at me. I was like, I'm going to put my feet down, and that motherfucker's going to come running right at me. Mm-hmm. Boom. Put the feet down. He comes running right at me. I jump out of the fucking chair. Now the motherfucking spider is underneath a chair that I plan on sleeping in tonight.
Oh, shit, no. Nope.
So, I went to go grab something to kill it with. I don't remember exactly what I grabbed, but I lifted up the chair, went to go hit it, and it ran up into the chair.
Oh, fuck, no. No. Okay. See, now I'd be afraid of that spider.
Yeah. Okay. So, then... Basically, I put the chair on the side. I'm looking. I'm hunting around for the spider. I got a flashlight going. And I have this broom that I pulled off. And so I had the nice flat part that I could use to squish it. Well, I ended up finding it. But it was up in kind of like the mechanisms of the recliner. And so I was able to kind of trap it, but not quite squish it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried turning it so I could get him to a nice flat spot. Nope. He fell down. Managed to cut a leg off. But he fell down deeper into the chair.
No thanks.
So, and finally, I'm searching. It's now 4 a.m. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go upstairs. But... I'm standing kind of down the hallway a little bit, and I look back, and he's fucking crawling back to where he came from the couch. And so, at that point, I had my shoes on.
Nice.
And so I ran over and stomped him and killed him.
Oh, nice.
Cody 1, Spider 0.
Yeah, see, I'm the same way. I was going to make fun of you for being up that late, but I'd have done the same thing. There's no way I'm sitting back down there. No. I don't care if it's poisonous or not.
I couldn't sleep in that chair, so I ended up actually sleeping on the couch from where the spider once came.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Now, so I'm in Maryland, right? That would be a state quite a ways away from here. And I was throwing a frisbee for our dogs, and we had a big old bush right next to the front door of the house. So I throw it, and the frisbee goes in there. Okay, I'll go and get it. So I pull it out. A spider rolled over as I pulled it down, because I clearly pulled it off of a branch or a leaf from somewhere inside. When it rolled over, the black, shiny spider revealed its red hourglass underneath.
Oh.
Literally, I've never been that scared in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, realistically, it was probably inches from my finger, but I saw that fucker is on me ready to bite.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I dropped that thing and I fucking ran. I couldn't sleep that night. Fuck that. First and only time I've ever seen, well, outside of a zoo, but I've only seen a widow. That
I've ran into one, and it was in Kentucky.
Oh.
And, yeah, I found it in a pile of sandbags, and I made sure that fucker died before I was going to go to bed that night, too.
Oh, man. So. That's just not okay. So what you're telling me is you're not a fan of the movie Arachnophobia.
No. Fucking hate that movie.
I actually like it. I'm a fan of Jeff Daniels, but I watched that a little bit ago. And
John Goodman's great in it, too.
Oh, he is. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was going to bed that night, it was many hours after I'd seen it. Oh, yeah. I had to turn the TV on to get something, my focus away from that. Because No.
It is Jeff Daniels. I was thinking it might have been Bill Pullman there for a second.
No. And actually, on a side note, Jeff Daniels is quite the guitarist.
Is he really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I can't remember how I found it out. But he even did a tour up in his home state is Michigan. And he's done a tour around up there. It's just him and an acoustic guitar. But he's actually really good. And a lot of his stuff is actually kind of comical.
Well, you would think so.
Well, not stupidly comical. It's just, it's really fun the way it, it's I'll have to show you sometime, and I recommend anyone listening to go out and listen to him. Because when I first heard it, I'm like, okay, here's another typical actor who thinks he can play guitar. But he actually was playing guitar and singing well before he became an actor, and he's quite good.
He's better than Bruce Willis.
Lord, yes.
Kevin Costner? Kevin Costner's yes. actually pretty good.
He's good. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm not going to say he's better. I prefer Jeff Daniels more.
I know Kevin Costner is good.
Right.
As an actor slash yeah. musician.
No. You know,
Bruce Willis is shitty as an actor slash musician.
That's what musician. I hear, yeah. He's quite the asshole if you listen to Kevin Smith stuff.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Smith and him do not get along.
Well, neither do Kevin Smith and Adam Carolla.
They don't. I've never heard either one of them mention each other.
Exactly. You didn't hear about the whole debacle?
No.
Oh, there's an episode you got to find. It's on YouTube.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Because I kind of heard about the whole Kevin Smith, John Lovitz thing. And I kind of lost a little respect for Lovitz, but I still like him. Because originally they were doing podcasts out of the John Lovitz Theater.
Yeah.
And there was an issue that kind of went down. That's why they no longer do it there.
Well.
I mean, it's not a horrible issue. It's just kind of...
It killed the business really no, for him there. It yeah. killed their business for him there.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
So, you know, hey, to each yep. your own.
Exactly.
You know, if it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
That's but, true. I think we should take this podcast to a theater. Have people come in and watch us. Yeah. Have us sit up there going, hey. Holy shit, there's people watching us. What the fuck do we do now?
That's all you hear.
Pretty much, yeah.
I do want to speak about... hopefully we answered the oh. listener's question about if you...
To be honest, I don't know if there's a right way to answer that because there's too many scenarios.
Yeah.
But it's fun to just say it's not shoplifting.
I think if you...
or it is shoplifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just really like rape.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
How? I said...
Because when I was talking about the whole Grey Jedi thing...
Oh.
You were like, well, I'm not really right, okay. on either side of rape.
That was totally me being way ahead of the conversation. Yes, I am. Let me make this clear. I am against rape. I am no. Rape is not good. It is not okay under any circumstance. Well, except maybe like last night at the party when I was thrusting into you into the couch. But yeah, that's a whole other story.
Deal that.
You can't rape the willing.
Exactly.
But no. Totally for the record, in all seriousness, I am not for rape. I am very much against it.
Okay. I'm glad we finally clarified it two episodes later.
Yeah.
Which is this episode 5.
I know. Number sank.
So, I saw the interview.
That's what I heard. I did not see the interview.
I had to see the interview.
You the had only, to? You were I forced to? I had to
see the interview. No, because, well, kind of, yes, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, in a way, okay.
Because I wanted to tell the terrorists, the fucking Guardians of Peace, to fuck off.
Basically. Oh, shit.
You know, this movie is now out, even though with all your threats.
Why do you say I threaten you? I'm going to
fuck off by watching it.
Why you tell me fuck off?
So, because honestly, I would have waited. I would have, you know, for it to come out to Redbox or whatever. I would have seen it, yeah. but I wouldn't. Have gone out and
right
yeah I don't know why I'm tired
yeah
I wouldn't have made it my mission to go see this movie.
See, and I'll say that my mission was accomplished by you going to see it.
Okay, I can yeah. agree to that. So I don't know, I still liked it. It's your typical James Franco, Seth Rogen movie. I mean, there's some really fun stuff and some stuff that makes you go, okay. But no, it was pretty awesome. I did enjoy it a lot. Nice. Laughed out loud a lot.
I have a feeling it's one of those that I'm just going to buy when it comes out before I see it. I mean, I know that I'm going to go into it knowing that, because to me, no movie is ever worth the actual hype.
No.
And I think when you first watch something expecting it to just blow your fucking mind, it never does.
I could
and
see,
if you go into it that way, then you're really going to enjoy it more, I think.
Yeah. I could see why North Korea was pissed at this movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
get fuck a fucking off, life.
North Korea.
Yeah.
We don't care about you.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I would say go watch it. honestly. If you can and you have the ability to, do it.
Oh, yeah. But on a side note, I have to say I'm almost getting a little chubby.
Chubby?
Because,
yeah.
Well, like, a, yeah, downstairs chubby.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Because we're doing, well, number five, which in bodily fluids, I don't know what that would be. But however.
Ooh, that's like a number two with a number three.
Amplified.
With a number one.
Maybe it's a number two
no, that's
with
a number six.
Expansion packs.
Episode. Number two.
But.
That's a number two you have to sit down three times for?
I guess, yeah. But no, I'm getting a little chubby because we have our computer is on a little stand here. We have a mixer. So when I'm talking, I'm looking down and seeing cables and a little mixer.
I know. It's exciting.
And although, because we have the mic socks, or mic condoms, if you will, over the edge of the mic, you can't see the nicer, more professional microphone with actual microphone cables.
I know.
Yeah.
Hopefully this sounds really good, because if we just spent the last hour and it sounds like shit.
Exactly.
Fuck it, we're posting it anyways.
Oh, hell yeah. But hopefully the playback volume is a decent level. You gonna live?
Yeah, I'm just really snotty.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so stop it.
Ooh,
okay,
stop
it's my birthday. Yes. Okay, if I want to. All right.
Try not to get it all over me this time.
I will if I want.
Yeah, because if you can just get it all like in my, on my eyeball and not drip everywhere, then I can contain it better.
No.
You ever seen those videos where people jerk off right onto the eyeball?
Huh?
Have you ever seen the video where they jerk off right onto the eyeball? Like when the chick's intentionally holding her eyelids open?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No. That's just, that's rape.
But what, well, like I'm saying, that's the rape. One girl, she was purposefully opening her eyes. She was requesting it.
That's still rape.
Evil. No, but I've been watching some, or I've seen a couple things of recent that was kind of interesting. Like, the girl would stand there and she would pull the front of her panties out and the guy would go inside and then she would put them back on. That was kind of interesting. Like, I don't know if it was a turn on, but it was just, see, I think, I'll be honest, sometimes risks are kind of cool.
What do you mean he went inside?
Well, semen, not pee or poop.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. She would just pull him out and he would just, when he was ready to go, he would put it as far in as he could and just all over everything and she seemed to love it.
Odd.
Yeah, because I would think, because that was the thing, is he did that and then she, you know, put him back and kind of rubbed it all in and then put her pants on and they, I guess, went about their business.
Just
wouldn't that just dry up and be like weird for her?
Yeah, especially all in the hair and then get all crusty.
What if she's clean shaven? There would be no hair.
Oh, that's true.
Unless there's stubble.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's okay.
But then it gets cut into the fibers of the...
Yeah.
Like, haven't you ever, like, a little leakage sometimes and you pull it off and it's like...
Well, yeah. Oh, of course.
It hurts.
No, the other one that I saw was kind of cool is this chick was in a library, a public library. There were people around. And so she was getting up and stripping when nobody... Oh, I showed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
on
air. That was kind of cool. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I also found another one of her with a friend, female friend.
Oh, so she's done this more than once.
Oh, many times, I believe. And she was with a female friend, and they also did a little make out and nipple suck.
In the library?
Yes.
Is it ever revealed what college she goes to?
I believe it's a different country.
Damn.
Yeah. But that's right.
Not saying... Actually, I guess that's a good thing. Let other countries get all crazy like that.
Like Germans, how they love Scheiße?
Yeah. Let them do all that. I mean, not saying that we shouldn't be crazy over here, but that's... I think we're crazy enough. I think we should tone it down, people.
I think, you know what? Okay, here, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm not saying that I'm, like, all for, you know, human toilet porn, but what I'm saying is I do think that we're way too conservative here. I think too many people just need to just, you know, I respect the people that are doing all the crazy bathroom porn, only because they're not holding anything back, man. They're just being themselves. Like, I still can't, because the moment, like, for me, I could never do that. Because the moment, like, if I'm, you know, deucing, and the moment that smell hits, there's no way to even maintain an erection. It's just gone.
Yeah.
So I don't...
You know, I agree with you. The only thing I don't agree with is putting it out there as much as everybody does.
Well, there is that, yeah. It amazes me.
That's the thing I disagree with, because it's like the whole gay community thing. Be gay.
Yeah.
Choose. Born that way. Don't care.
Yeah.
Be happy. And be miserable like the rest of us.
Be gay.
Be gay. I personally don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know? Because honestly, how does it affect my life? It doesn't.
Maybe.
If I choose to, then it affects my life.
Because
then it's a choice. Because some people say that you're either born gay or you're born straight. Or that you choose to be gay or you choose to be straight.
Yeah, there's no choice.
Choose to be bi.
Choose to be black?
Bi.
Oh.
Bisexual.
I'm like, yeah, black people don't choose to be black. Or any color for that matter. But.
Well, some black people choose to be white.
Some white people choose to be black. But yes.
You know, so I completely forgot the point that I was going to make.
Something about choosing in gays and lesbians and if you let it affect you.
Some people say that it is a choice. And it goes the same thing with anybody else. I can choose to care.
Right.
Like that it is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I choose not. Because it's not an issue.
Right. I think some people just get worked up over shit because they have nothing else better to do.
Exactly.
It's like, doesn't bother... Yeah, I don't know.
I drink an energy drink. And it's called Monster.
Right.
I apologize. And there was a link shared to me on Facebook one day of this lady who was... talking about all the satanic things that Monster has incorporated with it.
Nice.
And it's a fucking energy drink, lady.
Right.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, she even went to talk about how there's a T in the O, the Monster, which it's really cross and bottoms up, and you turn it upside down and it's upside down cross, and that the letters of the M. I mean, this is the lady who must have solved all the fucking world's problems.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
we need to get her to call in. She'll solve a lot of shit for us.
Oh, please.
She'll let us know why people choose to be gay.
Yeah, right? I want to tell her fucking batshit crazy she is. Shit.
I've met another one who's quite a large lady who likes to tell people what's on her mind. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that fat cunt.
Yeah. But on to another subject, kind of going back to what we were talking about. I've always noticed that what is it about two girls that is such a turn on? And interesting to that is a lot of girls don't find it weird to practice.
No.
On their friend, like making out and kissing and stuff like that. And it's not a big deal.
No.
I couldn't do that with a guy friend.
Nope.
And
not happening.
And if anybody out there wants to call in and tell them, like more female persuasion, but if anyone wants to call us and tell us about practicing on someone of the same sex, we'd love that. But but no, I just find it funny because almost, not every girl, but almost every girl I talk to is like, oh yeah, I've made out with a friend of mine. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And well, two guys are night. Like, what?
It was fine.
That or like when they were in high school or something, you know, spent the night and did that, and it's just like no big deal. But two guys,
yeah.
I don't know. It's
you
just
tell
funny.
Your
it's
buddy,
like,
hey,
it's like,
I practice with Joe over here making out. But what?
Yeah,
fucking homo.
I don't know. I just find that interesting. So, yeah. All right.
It is weird how that works out, but we're at about an hour and 10 here. And
yeah.
I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, my head's kind of... Yeah.
Good.
I think this is a good pod, though. It is. And let's... we'll work on a couple things for the week, and maybe we can get in a caller.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Not like a dog caller, but a phone-in caller.
I was thinking a ball gag caller.
Okay. Yeah, I've got two.
Yes,
master.
We both just get ball gags and try to do an episode.
Or I'll gag you with my balls.
But then I'd have to gag you with my balls.
Ooh, gank.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
So, again, you can contact us at roscoeshoc@gmail.com.
And
Facebook.com. Find our page there.
RoscoesHoc at Facebook.com.
Oh, no. Gmail.com. Just find us on Facebook, Roscoe's House of Chips.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
You get it. You get it.
Eventually, I will.
One of these days.
Yes. I was just listening to one, and I almost want to end with Enjoy Your Burrito, but that would be copying the amazing, awesome podcast of...
The Nerdist.
Yes.
Chris Hart.
Great guys. Anyway, back to us. Yeah. We're more important right now.
Yes, we are. Should we go back to our original, did you steal that?
We could, but did you steal that?